This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. In the United States, people of color have tested positive for COVID-19 at higher rates than white people and have experienced worse outcomes from the disease. That's true in Vermont as well, and the evidence of the disparity has been bolstered by an outbreak in the past week in Winooski, where many of the people infected are Black or Asian, according to an analysis by 7 Days. VPR's Emily Corwin has been doing some data reporting on these disparities in health outcomes, and she joins me now. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Henry.
So first, what do the numbers say?
So the data shows that people of color in Vermont make up 5.9, nearly 6% of the population. They account for 9.2% of Vermont's COVID cases. So that's a pretty big disparity. And I just want to say early on, while we totally recognize that this is affecting, in particular, Black Vermonters, and at times it seems Asian Vermonters more severely than people of other races. We've combined the data, and we're just looking at every non-white person, mostly because the statistics are, you know, so small that we want to make sure that we're being accurate by having the biggest possible sample size. So yeah, this is absolutely in line with what people are seeing elsewhere in the country.
Are these numbers surprising at all?
Not really, in that decades of research now shows that health outcomes are tied, you know, a lot less to individual behaviors than we once thought, and a lot more to the sort of conditions that you're born into. And so we can talk about things like structural inequality, ideas like redlining, which is, you know, the decades of discriminatory lending practices, biased policing. There's even just the stress itself from experiencing discrimination is shown to cause disparate negative health outcomes. Those kinds of experiences, you know, are known to lead not just to pre-existing conditions like diabetes and heart disease that can make COVID-19 worse, but, you know, there's even, you know, some suggestion that it's possible that those pre-existing conditions can actually increase your likelihood of getting COVID-19 at all to begin with. And so I talked to a gentleman named Jarvis Chen, who's a lecturer at Harvard's Chan School of Public Health, and he focuses on, you know, these issues of social drivers of health disparities. And, you know, he said that COVID-19 in particular does especially highlight racial disparities in health outcomes in a number of different ways.
And so because of who is working in essential jobs and who is not able to isolate within a household if they do get infected, those are some of the drivers that we see across the country of these high rates among people of color.
So it sounds like Chen is saying that your housing situation and your work situation can be some of the reasons that COVID is hitting certain communities of color harder than communities more broadly. So what did you learn about those trends here in Vermont specifically?
Yeah, I found this really interesting. There is a really remarkable disparity in who is living in multi-generational households in Vermont. You know, while only 4.6% of white people are living in multi-generational households, 9.4% of people of color live in a multi-generational household. And then that sort of overlaps with this question of what kind of work are people doing? Because if you're living in a multi-generational household and you're, say, a younger person and you work at a grocery store, you're going to be going out into the world having a lot of contact with people and then bringing whatever possible, you know, virus that you may have gotten back into the house where perhaps your very vulnerable grandparent lives. And so I also did an analysis of essential workers in Vermont. We did find a slight increase in the percentage of people of color who are working in essential industries as compared to white people in Vermont. There are other drivers of health outcomes, like a pretty significant disparity in food insecurity, that would be, you know, making people of color more vulnerable, you know, to all kinds of negative health outcomes.
Okay, so we have this data to understand some of the factors at play here. What have you found out in terms of possible solutions to these issues?
Yeah, so I spoke with Maria Mercedes Avila. She is an associate professor of pediatrics and the health equity liaison at UVM's medical school. She's very involved in public health outreach in Vermont, particularly among sort of maternal and child health, but she's very involved in these issues. And she really emphasized that we need to be thinking as a society of racism as a public health issue. And she thinks that, you know, these issues need to be addressed in that frame.
So we have to know our history. We have to know how this country was founded to understand the current systemic issues and how that lack of knowledge is perpetuating the racial and health disparities that continue to happen in our society.
Okay, and so Emily, you also write that nationwide death rates from COVID-19 are particularly high among Black, Indigenous, and other people of color. But it sounds like from your reporting that that's not really the case here in Vermont. Why is that?
That's right. Jarvis Chen, who I mentioned at the top of our conversation, described the fact that, you know, communities of color tend to be significantly younger than white communities. And that's definitely true in Vermont. And that creates this sort of confounding effect with COVID, because as we know, age is one of the factors that can drive negative outcomes. So Jarvis was saying, you know, if we were to adjust the data in Vermont for age, it would likely show a much more striking disparity in outcomes for people of color.
And finally, Emily, what are the experts that you talked to thinking about going forward?
Yeah, you know, I asked both Jarvis and Maria Mercedes, you know, what they thought listeners should know, what they thought was important. And Jarvis just really wanted to emphasize that the pandemic is not over. He sees a second wave as, you know, it sounds like pretty inevitable. And he wants to make sure that public officials are like, A, gathering as much data as they can. And he wants to see them learning from it and changing policies as we go in real time. Maria Mercedes, her big takeaway is she wants listeners to educate themselves about American history. And she's talking specifically about the events that created the structural inequality that is affecting society today, you know, that's leading to the protests, that's leading to the disparate health outcomes with COVID. And she thinks that, you know, until Americans really grapple with this history, these problems are just going to continue to be perpetuated.
That's VPR's Emily Corwin. You can read more of her reporting on race, COVID-19, and health disparities at our website, vpr.org. And that's where you can also find some graphs laying out some of the statistics we've been talking about. Emily, thanks so much.
Thanks, Henry.